our reaction is to tell the Liberian people and tell the world that all that's caused us spill out today about Joseph Nyamambwakai, our standard bearer, is very disheartening that a young man who has been a good friend of our party and a good friend of a good state man will be spilling out lies as he did today. But we don't hold that against him. We consider that as a propaganda. We'll continue to love him. The train, rescue train is on, and Liberians are very excited about what's going on, and we're not going to let no one deter the change and the transformation that the Liberian people have been yearning for through the Joseph Boakai presidency.
Mr. Costa made several allegations. He mentioned millions of dollars that were offered to him to stand as the, or to run as president. So, I mean, the former vice president, what does he think about all this information?
When the Costa name was floating in the public domain, to be honest with you, Liberian people did not even take it serious. We know Costa to be a talk show host in Liberia, but as a vice president material, was not an appealing name at all in the public domain. And if Costa, for some reason, arranged money that he thought he could, it's against our Liberian laws that campaign money should be raised in a country, not foreign money. So to hear him describe some millions that he asked that should go to Boakai is not true. But whatever the case may be, the ALP leadership by Honorable Benlinda Yuri and Henry Costa have been good friends of Mr. Boakai. And for whatever reason, if they decide to not be part of the rescue train, it's their prerogative. And we wish them best in all they do. But the Liberian people are resolved. They are determined to ensure that this country is rescued from George Weah Barr leadership. And we're not going to be deterred by anything.
I wanted to ask, because he said, as he put it, that the party of Mr. Benani Ure, the All Liberian Party, was no longer allies or partners with your party, the Unity Party, that you no longer share the same ideals or vision. Does that concern you, the fact that he said that, or that the fact that maybe the All Liberian Party may no longer support the presidential bid of the former vice president?
Well, when he said that we no longer share the values that we Unity Party hold so dearly, are values that will transform and change the economic condition of our people. And so when Costa began to spill out that Unity Party is no longer committed to our ideals and values of transforming Liberia, we don't really know what he meant by that. I don't want to insinuate, but we are committed to changing Liberians, transforming the economy, building education, and helping the healthcare of our people, providing jobs for our young people. These are the views continue to define the Unity Party, and that's what we still will believe in. So if they, as an institution, chooses not to go with us, we wish them best. We're not going to badmouth them. We are determined to serve Liberian people and rescue our country from bad leadership.
Before I let you go, there was a revelation about the former vice president's health. How does your party feel about that?
We are not distracted by any health news that Costa thinks he knows about our vice president. In his report, he said from January to June, the heart of our vice president will stop beating. But we in July. We just from a campaign trail in the northern Liberia, in Nimba, where we receive a mammoth crowd in Gantai, in Kample, in Bon County. And he was in high spirit, very energetic. From all indication, what Costa said about the health of our former vice president, our standard bearer, is not what we're going to buy into. These are part of his calculation to smell the good image of this man that the Liberian people want so dearly to change the country. He's healthy, very healthy, and that is why we know